The Butcher's Boy by Thomas Perry. Narrated by Michael Kramer. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Perry. Introduction copyright 2003 by Michael Connelly. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Random House, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Michael Connelly. It used to be that the quickest way for me to descend into a creative depression would be for someone to approach me and identify him or herself as a fan of my work, but then to add the dreadful line, "But your first one is still my favorite." It didn't matter if the approach was in person at a bookstore, or on the street, or through the U.S. mail, or the Internet. I always took it very badly, and the compliment would serve to make me question what I was doing. This, of course, was completely unknown to the cheerful giver of the supposed compliment, because I was always able to maintain a frozen smile or the distance of mail, electronic or otherwise. There was a time when I would actually respond, hoping to dissuade the reader of his or her own words, saying things like, "That's impossible," or, "You don't really mean that." But I soon realized it wasn't impossible, and they did really mean it. And that is the source of the depression. That's the rub. Writing, whether you consider it a craft or an art or both, is something that should get better with practice. It stands to reason. Writing comes from experience, curiosity, and knowledge. In short, it comes from life. The writer must improve with age and experience and life. So too the writing. Therefore, if I were to accept the...